When a lady changed her mantle, this comes from Fiji and is written by Father Donald Mucklewraith. It was Easter 2012, and I was acting parish priest of the Columban parish of Ba in Fiji. On the Saturday before Palm Sunday, the Ba River burst its banks, flooding the town and its vicinity. As usual, the village of Votua was also badly affected, and once more they had to rescue the Blessed Sacrament from the church by the boat. Votua is the only village in Fiji with a chapel named after St. Columban. There are two statues in the church, one of Our Lady and one of St. Columban. The flood didn't harm St. Columban, but the statue of Our Lady was destroyed. And when I got to the village on Easter Sunday to celebrate the Easter liturgy with them, the old ladies were very upset. "Our Lady has left us," they told me. As was right and fitting, I preached on Jesus and his resurrection during Mass, and before the blessing I said, "Please don't be worried about Our Lady leaving you. She most certainly hasn't. She and Jesus will always be with you, but perhaps she has gone to change her clothes." And I have no idea what prompted me to say that. A few weeks later, the pastor, Columban Father Paul Tierney, returned and took back his parish. I had a commitment to do cenacles for the Marian movement in New Zealand. In a parish in Hamilton Diocese, I met an old friend, Edward Gangalo, who always brought his large statue of Our Lady of Fatima to the cenacles, and he said to me, "I'm worried that if anything happens to me, they will just throw out the statue. Do you know anyone who needs a statue of Our Lady?" "Do I ever," I thought to myself, and to Edward I said, "Yes, Edward, I actually know a church in Fiji that needs a nice statue like this, but I am now going to Wellington. I'll be leaving for Fiji next weekend from Auckland." "No problem," chipped in a lady at the meeting. "I'm going to Auckland and could deliver it to you." When I left for Fiji, I had two items of baggage. As the machine was only registered for one, I got the message, "Go to the counter." At the counter, the lady serving me asked, "What is this?" pointing to the nicely wrapped statue. "That is Our Lady," says I, with my money ready to pay. "We can't charge for Our Lady," announced the lady, and I didn't argue. Sometime later, I was sitting in my seat when I suddenly remembered that Our Lady's crown in a small bag and had left it in the waiting area just outside the plane. I rushed to the attendant by the still open door and said, "I have left Our Lady's crown in a bag outside." And she slipped out of her shoes and raced out. I remember the pilot looking out to see why things were not moving. And then she returned triumphantly, waving the bag. "They have already cleaned up," she said, "but I found it in the bin." Now, Ba and Votua are about an hour's drive from Nandi, where the international planes land. And in Nandi, I looked for someone to drive me to Votua, and my friend Ken Pickering came to the rescue. Our first stop in the village was at Senior Catechist Ramoshi's house, but he was out farming. I proceeded to the church. It was May 1, and several people were in the church preparing a very small statue of Our Lady for the May procession through the village that night. We unpacked Our Lady. I blessed the statue and got a child to add the crown. As I left the church, Catechist Ramoshi and some of the menfolk of his family, who were sitting just outside with a bowl of kava for me, thanked me and presented me with an extraordinary gift in Fiji, a whale's tooth. So, Our Lady changed her mantle and sent me a whale's tooth. And that came from Father Donald Mucklewraith, who lives and works in Fiji.